Welcome, one and all, to our first, hopefully annual, July Eve party. I'm so glad that we can do this year. Every year when we do our annual Christmas Eve party, we always think, wouldn't it be so nice to do one in the summertime and we could enjoy the beautiful garden and the beautiful weather? And we finally thought, all right, we're going to do this. So we did it, and we're so glad that you could join us today. Most of the music today is music of the Romantic era in music, and of a certain type. It's impromptu. It's spur-of-the-moment music, music intended not to be too difficult to understand or to listen to, but to be easy to understand, easy to appreciate, and something that is like a trifle, something that just sort of floats by in the air. Seemingly improvisatory. Right, so a lot of the passages in the music that I'll play are supposed to sound like I'm just thinking of them in the spur of the moment. It's a difficult when you see me with the music in front of me, but just imagine that I'm just creating this. Exactly, the page is blank. I'm just creating this in the spur of the moment. Another special thing about today, in addition to the fact that it's in the summer, is that today I'm going to be joined by Lori Hathorn, who's a flutist, and we're going to play a suite of flute music by Ernest Bloch, who's a very important figure in American music education. We'll talk about it a little bit later. So let me run down the program, which sort of resembles a Christmas tree, I realize. I'm going to start with one piece by Franz Schubert. It's an impromptu. An impromptu, again, would be sort of spur of the moment. It was intended to sound as though it was just something you think of in the moment. The next two pieces are going to be two nocturnes by Frédéric Chopin, one of which might not be familiar to you, the second of which I'm pretty sure everybody has heard. And then the next, we're going to do three pieces from Opus 118 by Johannes Brahms. And these are intermezzi, which is really sort of an interlude, really nothing too cerebral here. Then following that, we're going to play the Bloch suite modale, which has four movements to it. See how we're building here? And then we're gonna have another single Chopin nocturne, and then a single piece by Ernest Bloch to close out the program. So I'm going to start now with an impromptu by Franz Schubert. This is from a set of four impromptus. It was written around the year 1820. The term impromptu was something new in classical music. Prior to that, there were structured pieces. Pieces were given their titles by the form that they had embraced, or what their function was. In a particular setting. This impromptu is really intended to be played about this time of day when people, in the age before radio, something to sort of divert your attention on a beautiful summer's day. So without further ado, impromptu in G-flat major by Franz Schubert.